time span is difficult. There are many reasons why progress has been very much slower than some of the early researchers in artificial intelligence and cognitive science expected. I think one reason was that they didn't understand the problems. They thought they did, and they thought they knew what was needed, and some of them made claims about things taking 5 years or 10 years, which have still not been achieved, even though those claims were made 20 or 30 years ago, like the ability to build very flexible robots that would do different kinds of assembly tasks in a factory. But the other thing that can hold up progress, which has also been a major factor, has been limitations of computing power. And the computers that were available 20, 30 years ago were quite pathetic compared with what we have now. So that makes me very cautious. Maybe the computers we have now will appear to be pathetic and inadequate compared with what we will have 50 years from now, although they are getting cheaper, smaller, and more powerful all the time. Nevertheless, we are at a position now where we can do all sorts of things that would have been extremely difficult even 5 years ago, and this is clearly going to continue in the next 5 to 10 years. So I think there's going to be a lot of progress, but the whole goal of putting together a childlike robot which can function as a domestic servant might, for all I know, for all the problems to be solved, might take 100 years or 300 years. I would hope that in 5 or 10 years we would at least have some simple demonstrations of robots that can do a lot more than current ones do. And I don't just mean perform more tasks, but also do them in new ways. For instance, understanding what they're doing well enough to explain why they didn't do something different. Understanding what they're doing well enough to help another person who's struggling to do the same sort of thing, and perhaps being able to give advice in very simple cases. So I expect we will have, in 5 years, some simple demonstrations of the kinds of ways of putting things together that now can't be done. And maybe in 10 years, with far more computer power, better cameras, better motors, and mechanical devices and so on, you might be able to have something that lumbers around slowly, can pick things up and talk about them, can ask questions, can answer questions, but probably will have nothing like the creativity and flexibility of a 3-year-old child. 20 years from now, I just don't know. We might even discover that the methods by which we design computers are completely wrong, and the study of how brains work might lead to entirely new kinds of physical computing devices. But it'd be very foolish of me to predict that that will happen. I know there are many people who think that that is needed in order to make the progress of the sort that I'm talking about.